You are officially listening to The Dent Nerds, a premier podcast for paintless dent repair professionals and enthusiasts. On this show, we'll be discussing the latest techniques and tools in PDR, sharing successes and failures from the field, and interviewing industry leaders. We'll also be taking listener questions from the Dent Nerds Facebook group and YouTube channels, and offering tips and tricks for those looking to break into the PDR world. So whether you're a seasoned pro or a PDR beginner, join us as we nerd out on all things paintless dent repair. And now, here are some combination of your hosts, Matt Armijo from GetAGripNow.com, Jack Bucknell from SiouxFallsDentRepair.com, Mike Glidewell from DentMadePro.com, and John Vidine from DentReaper.com. Now, let's get nerdy.
What's up, everybody?
Woo!
How's everybody doing? Man, oh man, oh man! I'm doing so good. Gladwell?
Saturday night, everything's right.
And, can I get a Jack Bucknell? Woo!
Absolutely. And by the way, Jack, if you want to stand up, show him that sweet ass fucking arm.
You gotta show you me. When you're playing. So Ric Flair rope. Hold on.
The Nature Boy.
The Nature Boy.
The Nature Boy.
Nature.
So, yeah, we are here at a
disclosed location.
At a disclosed location. The address is 1234. Figure it out. It is somewhere in Burleson, Texas.
Yeah,
I'm sure our IP address would give us
away. We got a cow field behind us. That tells you, right?
It's a beautiful view.
Beautiful thing.
You know what else was a beautiful thing?
What's up?
The Anson open house today.
My God,
woo! Motherfucker. Yeah.
Never disappoint. Never.
Never a disappointment ever.
I mean, if you didn't have FOMO, sorry, because here you go.
Patrick, I cannot wait to send this episode to you specifically. What's up? Yeah.
Oh no, calling them out. You might have a golden mic, but you don't have this. Chris Allen, what happened? Where have you been, my brother? Where have you been? Man, it would have been good to see you. Would have been good to see you. I hope so. I hope you're so busy you can't find any nooks or crannies in your bank account to shove all the money into. Oh man. But dude, so whatever. We got here Friday afternoon. Checked into this lackluster Airbnb, nothing to brag about.
I mean, this fucking Infinity pool just sucks ass. You know what I mean? It's bullshit.
Pools and hot tubs are overrated. But we went downtown Burleson, had some food, fresco
guys,
tacos.
Let me mention something, guys. Have y'all not ate some of the best goddamn food you've ever had?
Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic.
This food is so good.
Ow. All of it amazing.
And shout out to Heinz Barbecue. Christina wanted me to give a shout out.
Yeah.
Heinz Barbecue, they catered the open house at Craig's After Hours.
Oh, my God. Those bacon burn ends.
They made our plate.
Those bacon burn ends and the mac and cheese.
Oh, that mac and cheese was kicking.
Woo!
So good.
Smack your mama. So good.
Smack your grandma. Yeah. All good. But yeah, I mean, highlights of yesterday, hanging out downtown Burleson, going to Hoots.
Hoots.
I was a classic and a great tradition. I had so much fun. And now we are accompanied by a wonderful thunderstorm. We are not playing Jay Gearhart's Thunder Rolls in the background. It is actual thunder rolling. And I'm pretty sure we're not going to get any copyright violations, but we get pulled down, we get pulled down. We'll what are you going to do?
We'll do small fish. It's all good. Anyways, dude, yesterday, Friday, we went out to the bars and stuff. And let me tell you guys about scary, okay? 60-mile-an-hour fucking winds. Texas ain't no joke, man. They get a storm, they get a fucking storm.
Yeah, no, that was intense. And the employees at Old Texas Brewery standing on chairs with 60 mile an hour, like literally feared for their lives. I thought they were going to fall off the edge.
We actually assisted them.
We did assist. Yeah, we did assist.
Had to help them out. They were trying to get the canopies all locked down, and we had to help them out.
It's
insane, man.
It was a batten down the hatches type of situation. It really was. It really was.
Yep.
It was
very intense.
Quite intense.
It was.
But nonetheless, we had an amazing time.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it was food, phenomenal. Phenomenal.
And then we got to go to Mr. D'Alessandro's little private party.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had a...
And it was awesome.
Yep.
Vinny has a nice place and...
Vinny's house is what I think is it was staging for Hoots.
Yeah. Primed us up.
It was good. It was good stage.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
So Hoots.
Yeah, Vinny and Mel did the hospitality, Southern hospitality is a real thing.
Yeah, sure.
And everybody does take great care of us every time we come down here.
It's top notch, man.
Yeah.
It's golden standard.
Oh yeah.
I'm pretty sure at some point they're just going to be like, yeah, it's technically an open house, but y'all are not invited.
Let's talk about Hoots for a minute to our viewers that don't know anything about Hoots. Hoots is a local bar establishment here in Burleson. The first time that I came here a couple years ago and went to Hoots, from the outside, it might look a little sketchy, but on the inside...
No, not only that. From the outside in the middle of the day, I'd be like, hell no.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
It looks haunted.
Fuck no. Haunted.
If you believe in ghosts, it looks haunted.
What, have you never... You've never seen a pole barn with fucking just a sign that says Hoots on it?
Yeah.
Never.
Surrounded by...
I never have seen that.
Surrounded what... By what was used to be class 5 gravel that is now just dust.
It used to be like a warehouse or something at some point, but whatever. Yeah. But it's an amazing place. A lot of good times.
Yeah. Well, listen. Yep. I saw Patrick Swayze and Sam Elliott like 7 times when we were there.
How many times did we yell at Roadhouse?
I mean, I thought I was in the Roadhouse movie, honestly.
Roadhouse.
Oh, I'm wearing my Anson hat. I don't have my cowboy hat, but I got stickers on my cowboy hat as per Mr. Gladwell here. And several times some real ass cowboys were like, "What's all that shit on your hat?" Yeah.
And one of those was a DAP sticker.
Oh, the DBAP. The DBAP. Those were some younger kids. They're like, what the fuck is DBAP? What the fuck is that?
What's that mean on your hat, bud?
I turned around. I said, it says DBAP. Don't be a pussy. And they were like, fuck yeah.
America.
Give me another beer, bitch.
So, like, the first time, and again, a couple years ago, the first time we got an Uber, I think, and we pulled up to Hoots. And I saw big pickup trucks. I saw spurs, cowboy boots, hats. I looked at everybody in the car and I said, guys, mind your fucking P's and Q's in here. I don't want to get my ass kicked.
Let's go.
Not that. It's actually not that type of place. It's actually pretty cool. Everybody.
Yeah. It is really nice. Cool. Very chill. Yeah.
Yep. Didn't mean to be judgmental, but it was very nice.
Yeah.
Had a good time. We saw a guy throw up in his hand and throw it behind him.
Yeah, that was last year.
Yeah, we've told the story a million times.
God. So classic.
Yeah.
Literally, last year, me and Gladwell said, dude walks by us, he barfs in his hand and throws it off to the side.
It was probably singly the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Keeps walking, immediately to the bar and orders another beer. I mean, you cannot. You can't even make that up.
If you weren't there, you wouldn't understand.
Hey, let's salute that guy.
If you didn't
understand. Cheers to. Dude,
I don't know you, but salute to you, bro.
Cheers to you, Captain Pucan.
I'll buy you Bud Light.
Just that, real man of genius. That's what he was drinking.
Was it? Oh, no. Well, there could be a whole host of reasons why I was puking.
Oh, boy. Anyways, so that was Hoots. We had a good time last night. Got home. We got back here.
Hung out.
Yep, drank till 4 in the morning.
That's hung out in the hot tub.
Hot tub was
patio. Yeah, it was a great evening. Great evening.
Yeah.
And then we did roll into Anson a little late today.
We did. We got a little late start today.
What happened there, Don?
I don't know. We're just a little bit late to the party.
Don's off camera. Don Kavanaugh, honorary Dentner, off camera. Come on in, Donnie.
Come on in, Don. Yo, you can sit in my seat.
No. See if you can. Yeah. See if you can. See if you can pull have that chair up.
The dressing thing, so I went with the robe.
That's gangster as well.
That's even more gangster than anything.
Why don't you see if you can put that chair right in between me and Jack?
You know what I love about Don Kavanaugh? That he doesn't go to the Dixie Chicks concert. He came to open Hanson's open house. That's what I really love about Don Kavanaugh.
Yeah, I mean,
Matt, thanks for letting me have your spot.
If only we had like one dude, like, oh wait, he does go to Dixie Chicks. Gay. Anyways, gay. We got a better guy over here, Don, just fucking partying hard. Let's go.
I wonder if Armaggio got a belly shirt like a Dixie Chicks belly shirt.
I hope he got a nice cut off Dixie Chicks.
I bet they ain't smoking cigars and drinking bourbon at the Dixie Chicks.
Woo! Yeah.
Hey, enjoy your White Claw.
You know what's really cool about our Airbnb? Is just over the fence, there's a lot of wide open spaces.
Jesus. I don't even know like any songs they sing. Like,
that was one of them.
I also do not know.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. I don't mean to bash them.
Hence why we're not out there.
I mean, they're not even that cute, really. I mean, sorry, I said it. I don't care.
What, you wouldn't?
I don't know.
For America?
America. Dude, I was in Vegas and sat next to the Rascal Flats guy. I didn't even know who the fuck he was. I mean,
yeah,
whatever. Yeah.
We ain't new.
Yeah. But anyways, Amashio, we hope you had a great time there.
Yeah, I hope you have.
Hope you had
a blast. Blackjack.
I hope you played blackjack or something.
I hope it was fucking terrible and you missed all of us. I said it. Whatever.
No moonshine, nothing.
I mean, nothing. But yeah, so then, we arrived at Anson.
About one-ish.
One-ish?
I got up, I had a cigar this morning. Had a little pick-me-up, little caffeine drink, and...
Yeah,
I was surprised you were smoking a cigar like that.
That's how you got to do it.
We had a hangover management morning.
Yeah, we did. Oh, we did really well this morning, actually.
I thought so. When I woke up, I was surprised I didn't have a headache or anything, and then I looked at what time it was, and I was like,
Let's give a shout out to Aaron and Rachel.
Aaron and Rachel.
Woo!
Great people.
Oh, man.
They are not affiliated with the dent industry, but... It doesn't matter. They're great people, and they're fun as fuck to hang out with.
Aficionados in the industry.
And he has, if he sold those shirts, he cut his sleeves off of his dress cowboy
USA
shirts.
USA. Hey.
And he like rocked that fucking shit. He didn't care.
No, yeah. He doesn't have a whole lot of fucks to give.
And his wife is awesome too. She doesn't give a shit either.
Yeah. They're
great people.
They're just right. They're just right for our crowd.
Right.
They're my kind
of
people.
Well, anyways, guys, get back to the... We arrived at 1.
Arrived at 1.
And got there. It was kind of... We had a couple of beers. We had a few beers. Mm-hmm. Prior to. And got there. Things just were rolling, man. Taco truck was going.
Dude, those tacos...
tools were
tacos were fantastic. I had the fucking carne asada and the pastor.
Pastor.
festival.
That hit the spot. I was starving.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, I had two and two. There were fucking four tacos right away. Get it out of the way. Fantastic. And an IV bag. So perfect.
Yep. Oh, yeah. They had IV bags there. Yeah. You actually did that, Jack. Did anyone else do that or just Jack?
I didn't do that. I didn't get a chance.
They got out of our group here. I was the only one that did.
Yeah, I didn't.
I would have done it. I just forgot.
I asked them. They did not have an IV bag full of Coors Light. And I was like, well, I'll just take it in the normal way.
They did not have a bag of Coors Light. I asked them. Yeah, no, they did not.
And when I walked in the IV bag, Jim Mitchell was sitting.
Yeah, he
getting
was right
an
there.
IV
yep,
put in.
Yep. Yep.
Him and Ashley.
Yep.
I see my brother here at the Anson. I think it was his first time being here, actually.
Jim? First time. Was it Jim's first time?
No way. Really?
Yep. First time. Yep.
The first time here? Mm-hmm. Really? Nice.
So, yeah, I got to see him. And,
yeah, it was good seeing him.
So.
Man, oh, man. So, I bought some more of the tipple, the really short tip. It comes with one of the green apples, one of the Crown Buster tips, mm-hmm. which I already have plenty of.
Shorty ones, though, huh?
Yeah, but I like those. I like those little shorty tips, man. They just give you more control. So if you want to put an extension on it, you can. But
yeah,
it just I like.
If you want a shorty, you got a shorty.
Yeah. I like that a lot. Yeah, so I've been switching that tip out and putting it on everything, and I'm just like, just give me more of them. Mm-hmm. So I got a couple of them. I got another Oranai Connect system deal with a thinner blade than the purple one. I haven't had that one, so I thought I would try that one.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I got the Restless Minds.
Yeah.
Deal for my hood stand.
You'll like them.
Yeah.
What's the rest like? Explain that.
Well, so they kind of they lock in your hood without having to
so you
use a strap
on your carbon tech hood stand or TDN.
Yeah.
You replace. You take that little rubber thing off, or you set the hood on, or whatever.
Yeah.
And these are replacements for them. I've had them for like 3 years. I love them.
Yeah.
They have their extensions. You can actually bolt the hood down.
The bolt on attachments.
No, it's not where the bolts actually go through. They have this thing where it's a hook, and then you can tighten it's threaded, so you can tighten it down. You don't need the actual bolt holes. You can use any hole.
And it's adjustable where like you got a door off a car, you can actually thread them in. You can get the bolt that holds the door on. You can thread it in.
Really? I did not know that.
They're great, man. I've had them for like 3 years.
And that's a Restless Minds?
Yeah, Restless Minds.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Where do you get that at?
You get it at
Anson.
AnsonPDR.com.
See, this is why we need to do this.
Or the Anson app.
Now listen, guys.
Before the podcast, so I can hear about it before. But anyway,
so today on the RWO, we had a private podcast on my show, and we talked about the Anson app. In the Anson app, if you order through that, you get a free pack of glue.
Yeah, every month they switch out whatever glue it is,
whatever season it is, or whatever.
So the hot glue for that month.
So hog glue, I think, is this month. Next month they'll have a different glue, probably a high temp glue for summer. And it's easy to order through the app. It's easy.
Anson and A1 both. I love both.
Yeah, Anson and A1 both of them have great apps to buy stuff off of.
Yep.
And who would have thought like 5 years ago that PDR tool companies would have an app to buy stuff.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mind-blowing.
And who would have thought?
It just makes it so much easier, though.
Totally.
So I do love that.
Yeah. But, the Restless Minds, back to that. That was a great... I kind of talked John into that. I saw him staring at it a little bit. Like, dude, I got those. They're fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And they're good.
Yeah. No, everybody I talked to was like, get them.
Yeah.
Just fucking get them.
Do you have carbon tech?
Just buy them.
I have a finesse.
Okay.
I do not have a TDN. I do not have a carbon tech.
Okay.
But
whatever you're using, you just replace
it. I also have a prototype that I'm working with. Okay. So I, want to make sure certain things work with certain things.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So we will see. We will see how that evolves.
Interesting.
But, what'd you guys, did you buy anything?
Bought a few things. I didn't buy any. I've been buying stuff through the year. Every 2 months I get on the app and order a big order. Yeah. Didn't buy a lot today. Just things I needed. New window pump wedge thingy.
Yeah.
I got that. Just things like buffing pad. I got two buffing pads, 3-inch.
Yep.
I got some new tabs. And, of course, I love Reaper tabs. They're my favorite. A buddy of mine was there. He said, hey, y'all check these green little tabs out. I was like, okay, man, whatever. I don't mind buying things, supporting them, whatever. So I'm going to try those out. And then what else did I get, man? I got toll cut. I did actually buy toll cut.
You got some toll cut today?
Yeah. You sand dense?
The black 3000. There's a, yeah. No, I got the green. I like the green.
2000.
I take 5,000 over top of green.
You really like to sand the shit out of your dents, huh? Mm-hmm. Nice.
I do, because I'm a terrible dent guy. That's why.
Yeah.
And I got a drill bit.
Like a uni bit?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I didn't buy a drill bit, but you get the point.
No shame.
Hey, guys, I sand my dents. It's no secret. Okay?
If you don't, if you don't, you should try it.
So anyways, time. And Hudson, of course, Hudson walks past me as I put the toll cut in my basket. Hey, Jim Mitchell, look at this. You know, I got that. Just a few little things. Oh, and I bought a sweet Anson hat because they have sweet freaking swag.
Yeah, they got some new swag with the leather patches here.
Oh, yeah.
These things are dope.
You have to get the new Anson t-shirts.
Yeah. And normally, when I come to these events, I do spend a lot of money. This time I didn't because I've been ordering here and, you know, but don't be afraid to spend money when you come up here, man. There's some great deals on shit.
You're getting good deals and opportunities to win shit.
Jack, what about you? What'd you get, bro?
So I got a couple Anson t-shirts. I already bought my tools before because Vidine sold what's the new ones?
Oh, the Hells Angels just bought. Yeah,
I just bought the Hells Angels. Literally, what, like last week? Whenever they came out, like literally a week ago.
Yeah.
So I bought those, and then I bought a very nice, much needed. Well, not really so much not much needed, but a IV bag. So like you know, there's that. So
you bought it. Oh.
IV bag.
Did they charge you for the IV bag? Or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How much was it?
$200.
Really?
Yeah.
$200?
I did not know that prior to going into that, which I'm like, what? Like, yeah.
Damn.
What? Okay. I'm confused. I'm just drunk. What?
So the IV bags at Anson were $200?
Yeah.
The IV bags.
That's actually pretty like normal.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I'm an idiot.
For the use. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know.
It's a multivitamin bag.
Yeah.
And honestly, like I drank a bunch of water last night. Like I didn't need it, but I'm just like, I'll support it. Like whatever. And then they're like, it's $200. I'm like, whatever.
So it was unexpected, but it's normally that's
that's a very normal price. Okay. And
fair enough.
The staff was fucking phenomenal to hang out with and talk. Like they were really great going forward. And then I walked around and I'm terrible. Like I buy shit when it comes out right away. So I don't wait to like go to Anson to buy it.
Right.
Because the stuff that I would have bought has already come out. I've already bought it.
Yeah. No, I had a similar problem. Like I walked down all the aisles and I was like, got it twice
just to make sure. I'm like, maybe I'm missing something.
I
ran into a lot of people. I'm like, what are you buying? They're like, oh, this. And I'm like,
buddy of mine, Jose, who I met, he lives in Dallas. Good friend of mine. Jose was, we were walking around and he was like, well, I'm buying this, I'm buying this. I'm like, dude, I got that.
Yeah.
I've got that.
Yeah,
like, he's like, what?
Yep.
Sergio's glue is something that I bought a month ago and I do cold glue and I like it. Been playing with it. I got the hot temp.
Yep.
I didn't really realize what I'd bought and I bought the hot temp. So I'm going to wait till summertime, kind of play with it a little more.
Yeah. You know, our Mijo, who's not here.
Yeah.
Where's he at?
He's at that Dixie Chicks concert.
Anyway, award-winning.
Anyway, he was bragging that stuff up so much, and I gotta be honest, like, I haven't had the best results with it yet, and maybe I'm doing something wrong.
I bought the red, and I used it when it was.
I got the blue and the green.
Okay, you get the opposite colors.
Huh? But the right for me, the Glexo and the new Dead-On,
Dent tools
has been working a little bit better.
Don actually for me gave me a sample of that.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah,
I got
some from Donnie too. Yep. That stuff's been working better for me personally, but whatever. Yeah. I'm up in Minnesota and whatever. Everybody's got their own climate and their own.
I got a confession, guys, about what we're talking about.
So
I've gotten lazy. Okay. So my Glexo, I have a Glexo kit for not the hail kit, but the larger dent.
Yeah.
I bought two sticks of Glexo. And I was mobile.
Yeah.
So I let it sit out in the heat and it got hot.
Yeah.
And it got sticky. So now it's stuck to my metal tabs.
Yeah.
I haven't taken it off. I just left it on.
So I always leave it on.
Okay. So my tabs.
I never take it off.
I used to take it off. Like I would do one pull it off. Well, I left it on my tabs. I leave my tabs upright.
Yeah.
I don't have the. Oh, I bought the Kiko cover thingies, but they're for rounds.
Yeah.
So I got Sergio's glue. I had nothing to stick it to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna. I was actually. I didn't have time today, but I was gonna look for a product.
VIP sells.
That's what I was
going to
get at.
That's what I bought at MTE for that.
A little blue container.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little lid.
Nice little tool kit looking thing.
So my cold glue now, I leave it at my retail shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't take it on the road with me because I deal with heat and cold. Yeah. And when it got hot last summer, nothing. I love Glexo, don't get me wrong. But when it got really hot and I pulled something with it, it actually stuck to it so bad. It got on my hands. I couldn't get it off. It was
Look at that lightning was crazy.
I had that happen with the Glexo.
If you guys are listening to this on whatever Spotify or Apple Podcast, go back and watch a YouTube feed. The lightning in the background here is insane.
It's pretty great.
Ride the lightning, baby.
Fucking fire.
Ride the lightning. Yeah. But anyways, no knock to Glexo. I love them. I use it all the time. It's great.
Yeah.
And but.
But having that big kit to stick the glue in is...
Oh, yeah. And I got to say, for me, for my money, the Glexo tabs that are, like, hollowed out a little bit, I love those ones. Those are the best.
Hollowed out?
It's like a beer cap. So it's hollowed out, and there's holes in the side, so... You jam your cold glue in there, and it oozes out through the hole.
So it helps with the adhesion.
Yeah,
the tab.
Okay. Yeah. It's just
so it grips to the tab more than the panel.
It's for the hail.
In a good way. Absolutely. I think those are better than any other cold glue tab.
I remember the first time I got introduced with the cold glue on a hail perspective.
Yeah,
and people were like. Specifically, John Renstrom.
Yeah,
he was like when you get a dent, like it's a little like a rail, a smoke rail. You got that little bit of a wave.
Yeah,
you need to fucking hook it up. And I use personally the Kiko, the mini slide hammer, the baby one.
Yeah,
you hook it on that. You hook the glue on. You just give it a little pop. You blend it and send it. Like that's a fucking game changer.
Oh, I bet. Dude.
Absolutely. Right there. Yeah.
Like, I actually heard the podcast John was talking about that, man. That was
Yep. I remember that podcast.
Cold glue set up on a small slide hammer for small, like shallow wavies that you get in a rail. Like when you're dealing with that, like a fucking smoke rail, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's the fucking key.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, so that's what we all bought. Donnie, did you buy anything?
Nope, I didn't. I've been buying so much stuff, kind of like Michael. I've got so much stuff. I went up and down those aisles, back and forth, and I was like, got it,
got it, got it,
got it, got it, got it. So pretty crazy, but yeah. I love everything they do, and we want to give it up to Anson. What an incredible event they put on.
Oh, yeah. I know those guys work so hard for this.
They do, man. It's so great.
They do an amazing job. Together
with all us brothers and in arms and just, you know, seeing everybody and meeting a new guy that was sleeping a minute ago, but he's back.
Are you back? Yeah. Are you back?
He's
awake. Jesus. Are you back awake? Jesus, come on in here. Come on in here.
Should. No, no.
John,
sit down.
He'll
take a spot.
Yeah, oh, I can move. Go ahead.
Get
up
in there.
All right. Coming to the stage, honorary Dent Nerd, first appearance. Jesus Martinez.
Sir. Introduce yourself, sir.
Hello, guys, or whoever's on here right now. Yeah, so I am Jesus. This is the first time on here with the cool guys.
Ah, come on, man.
Are you on the wrong show?
Yeah. We are not the cool guys. We are the nerds.
We are the nerds. Right,
well, the debt nerds.
We're the weird guys. We're cowboy hats.
I'm here just enjoying the whole process. I'm new to this, so.
Yeah, yeah. But we met you at Anson.
Yeah.
1 year ago?
Yep. Yeah, 1 year ago.
First time we met you.
Yeah.
And you met, how many people did you meet last year, would you say? Like,
that you regularly talk to?
Oh, that I regularly talk to? Probably like 10 solid people that stay in constant contact with me.
So Jesus, do you feel that going to Anson's open house actually benefited you in getting your career going?
Absolutely, because, I mean, again, it's just been like 1 year, and I feel like that fast-tracked everything, because I mean, it just helped that a lot. I talked to everybody.
Well, what are you going to do tomorrow? Just tell me. I mean, what do you got going on tomorrow?
I got a shop full of hell cars.
My man. Shop full of hell cars, he says.
Yeah. And last year, you were like, how much should I bid on this? Remember that Fender? Fender was
the $100 Fender.
You were like, I'm charging $100, and we all bid it like $800, $1,200, whatever it was.
It was smashed.
It was so terrible.
Yeah, and it's been.
But
it's been crazy. It's been so cool. No, it's been awesome. Everybody's been helpful. You guys answer my questions. You guys answer my phone calls at random times.
Absolutely.
I mean,
well, we're all awesome. In this together, and I think it's like super important that, and everybody always does it. And everybody sitting here can go back and say, this guy helped me, this guy helped me, that guy helped me, all the way down the line. Yeah. And the only thing to do is to try to pay it forward and whatever. And if we go to these events and we meet people and we connect with whoever we're going to connect with, like, most people are going to think I'm way too weird and they're not going to call me. But for whatever reason, you and I, we talk every once in a while, and that's fucking dope. But like, you connect with who you connect with. And I mean, there's tons of people at Anson today that whatever we didn't talk to, but they connected and they will continue to talk and they'll help each other in their own ways. And it's just so cool. So like, guys, go to the events, go to the events. I have one more point. Go to the events,
go to the events.
Yeah. Just meet up with whoever you meet up with.
Listen, man, I've been in the game a long time, right? I've been doing this shit for 22 years, 3 years, whatever. And I'll be honest with you, man, like 8 years ago or 6 years ago, I was scared to death to go to Anson. I was scared to death. I said, man, everybody's going to hate me. And this is before I knew you guys.
Like, why?
It was head trash.
Intimidation.
And it was just, you know, but I go to MTE. Of course, MTE is our Super Bowl. But But I felt more like, I guess I'm getting going down a rabbit hole here. But I felt more like I didn't really have to talk to anybody. I was just kind of, you know, I was just trying to meet a few people, but Anson, I was terrified because it was a smaller event, and I was like, oh my God, you know,
a private thing.
And I couldn't have been more fucking wrong about that shit.
Yeah.
That was years ago. I know you guys now, you know, and anybody, I'm just, what I'm preaching to is say, if you're on the fence of going because you got fear or you're like thinking like, oh God, you know, you should, no, don't. Everybody is so cool and will help you out. And you know,
well, yeah, I mean, yeah. And I can remember the early days too. And what, I mean, I'm very fortunate. I got Donnie in my backyard. I met Don on a fucking dealer lot. But that's when I kind of realized, like, oh, like, most dent guys are cool. Yeah. Like, you have no idea how much they can fucking help you. And it's insane. So, but just know that. And, like, whatever. And if, whatever. If you think I'm a douchebag, which is, I mean, pretty likely, I would think. you might connect with Jack, or you might connect with Mike, or you might connect with Jesus or Don or whoever. Like, there is so many people there that you'll end up finding somebody who you can chill with or hang out with and learn something or teach something.
But if you connect with one of us, you're gonna eventually
all
of us, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
We all want to help. I love helping guys. I don't want anything out of it.
And that's the biggest thing that most like new or like or actually even really experienced guys, like you get those guys that are like 25, 30 years into it and they're like, I'm not gonna talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, there is a faction of the old school guys that still don't want to talk to people. But guess what? You're probably not going to see them at an event. And the people you're going to see at an event are going to be the people that are willing to help.
Those
and
are the guys you want to assimilate with.
The ones you want to know. Yeah.
I mean, we just had a conversation with Mike Toledo and couple of guys as we were sitting at the table in Anson, just at Craig's place, and just the conversation. I learned so much in a 10-minute conversation.
Yeah,
I didn't say a word. I just sat and listened. And Mike Toledo just totally taught me some shit. Like AI, we were talking about AI. We won't go into that, but we were learning about AI and things like that. And it was just amazing. It's like, damn, dude. Like, and Mike likes to help people. That's what he does. You know.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's why he puts out all this stuff. Yeah. So here's a fun little story. Did you guys all talk to the Ted from the Black Magic?
I didn't get to meet him, unfortunately.
All right. So Ted from Black Magic PDR, he's doing these like weird tips.
That's in the shape of a whale tail.
Yeah. They are a soft rubber cover for whale tails.
Take one out.
Yeah, yeah. For whale tails.
Now, does he sell those directly, or where are they from?
They're from Black Magic PDR. I do not even know.
Can we give him a shout out? Does he have a website?
I don't know what his website is, to be honest with you.
Dude, that feels good.
But it's a whale tail soft rubber covered.
Yeah, I got one in my hand here. So it kind of slips over. It's like one-sided.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
And it's designed to soften up your push. Obviously, I haven't used them. I met him tonight, but I mean, that was like one guy. Me and him talked for a long time, and you know, he's like, you know, like how do I get this out? He's like, do I just go town to town? And I'm like, well, Ted, there's the internet is a thing.
Yeah.
And so let's try to leverage that.
Well, I
introduced him to as many people as I could because I say this all the time. The more techs we have designing tools,
better.
I think it's better for the industry as a whole.
So this is needed.
Yeah.
Industry because I use hack moves. I use toll cut. I take two pieces, put it on the whale tail.
Yeah.
To kind of soften up. It works okay. It's not the greatest.
Wait, hold on.
So take two pieces of toll cut, like used or
use that as a
or take one piece and stick it to your whale tail. Wade Hartley taught me that actually.
Yeah.
You stick it there and you get it in, get in there, and it gives you a little bit. It's not going to do this because this is a little thicker.
No,
more of a soft tip.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, ever. Yeah. Wade Hartley actually taught me that.
You ever wrap your, wrapping your whale tail in Tessa tape?
Have you ever wrapped your tool Tessa tape? Protection?
In what? Wrap my tool in protection? I've been married for a long time. So no.
I don't think I've used a condom in a decade.
Yeah.
It's called a floozy koozie. I would always wrap it in Tessa tape, but it normally gets I never thought about wrapping with the toe cut. So that's a whole different, never even fucking thought of that.
Oh, there we go.
Donnie to the rescue. So it is blackmagicpdr.com. Blackmagicpdr.com.
I mean, I haven't used these yet, but
I haven't used them either. I'm definitely gonna give them a shot.
What did these cost, John? Did you?
He gave them to me.
So just
try. He was giving them. He was trying to. You know, he's. I mean, he just started. Yeah. So he was just starting out.
But if you're a tool guy and you wanted to go out on the circuit, this is kind of a go to.
Mm-hmm. He's selling mixtapes out the trunk right now.
Exactly.
Basically.
Exactly.
That's the best example I can give.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
100%. That's the hustle. Anyway.
Because I came over the back of the truck, and he fucking I'm like, hey John, what's going on? And he's like, hey man, I got some. Just look at these. What do you think they are? And I'm like, dude, I don't fucking know. Fucking idiot. But anyways.
Yeah. Put it. Oh yeah. Jack was looking at it. He's like. What do you even use this for?
Pulling over the feet of the glue puller or whatever, and he's like immediately.
But again,
what? And he's like, it's for the whale tail tips. I'm like, ah.
So again, for our audio listeners, just because we're kind of showing on video, but so these are covers for
for your whale tail. Somewhere between rubber and plastic.
Okay, I'm assuming it's 3D printed.
It's
3D printed, and it slips over one side, slips over the whale tail.
Yep,
kind of like a koozie.
I love koozies.
Yeah,
and it has to be one sided because it's a whale tail.
Obviously, so you can't
snap it over the edges.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't used it. So
if I'm going to do this personally, if I'm going to use this just to secure this thing on, because we don't know. I haven't snapped it on yet. I'm probably going to throw a little Tessa tape just around it.
Yeah, he was saying he does it at the base here to hold it in place.
Okay,
yeah,
I haven't talked to him. Okay.
Oh, so it doesn't pull off.
Yeah. That would be something I would probably do. And then there's some smaller ones in here, too. Looks like for
different size tips.
We were thinking even a VIP might work on a knockdown.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. I can see that.
Okay. So it's interesting for sure.
Well, shout out to him. And
it's a different material than you've ever felt. It's not like anything else I've ever seen before. So that's why I'm very intrigued by it, and I want to try it. And
well, on a side note, he does look like Steve-O from Jackass.
Little bit, yeah.
I didn't meet this gentleman. I'm sorry, dude. I will meet you next time. I apologize. But he looks like he did. Someone pointed out to me this. They go, "What do you think of that guy?" And the first thing I thought, he looked like Steve-O.
He's a cool guy.
And someone else said that. They're like, he looks like Steve-O. Word on the street is Steve-O is from his hometown.
Oh, really?
Jeez.
They may be related.
Michigan boys.
Did you see these?
Yes, sir. I got a.
Do we have a name?
You got a pack?
Yeah, thank you.
What's this gentleman's name? If we don't,
his name's Ted.
Ted's
a cool guy. He was really nice.
Ted.
Yeah, and super passionate. You can tell, bar none. His give a fuck is all the way up.
Like it. I like him already.
Yeah, I appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, he's definitely passionate about the industry and what he's. what he's making. That he has full belief in these things. So,
okay,
I'm excited to try.
I like it. It's something that I had. It's one of those things where you think of it, and then someone actually does it. You know, puts it out, and that's something we did need. I do believe that was a that's a good product.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was pretty impressed with that.
Yeah,
the Wiltel cap is what you guys.
So it'll be cool. This I'm Let's excited to see.
Let's call him Teddo.
Teddo?
Steve-O.
Teddo. Steve-O.
Teddo.
Go to the events.
We'll work on it.
Yeah, we'll work. I'll work on you, again. But
go to
I just,
the events.
I just came out of the dome.
So. I just went and I got some for no reason.
You got free tools today, did you?
Yeah.
Woo! What'd you get, Jesus?
Well, I got Mr. Teddo's.
Hey, Teddo. Okay. See, I started something.
You got the blackmagicpdr.com tips?
Just for going to the events.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. Nice guy. I appreciate it. I'm a beginner, so again, I felt
How long you been pushing for everybody else?
A year and 4 months. Yeah.
A year and four months.
So, who did your training, Jesus? who'd you get trained by?
Everybody on YouTube, but just at the shop, just working by myself, just trying.
See, that's again. I've had this conversation of how training has evolved. Like you have so much material out there now for guys to learn, and you know, shout out to Real World PDR, Mr. Jim Mitchell. Shout out to Mike Lito, Dent Trainer, and you know,
Dentless Touch. There's a guy here that does training too. If you want to fast track, his name is Don.
Mr. Don K.
There's a lot of good trainers all over the country. Like,
but that again, that's great that you are able to do this on your own.
Grab that by yourself.
Some people are just naturals at this, and that's I'm assuming that you probably have this natural talent because you're now fixing hail cars and you've been in the year and.
Yeah, yeah, no, so I mean, I definitely took something of everybody and just try to like implement it, and just I thought it was just like
that's how you're gonna get. That's how you're gonna be great at this, man. Yeah, just so, what you just said.
Why don't you tell people your business name and stuff too?
It's Phantom Dents. I'm here in Grand Prairie, Texas. Well, at least that's where my shop's at.
Okay.
Not born here, but definitely raised here. Just grew up in DFW, and it's been crazy. I mean, again, it's just been 1 year ago I was panicking because I was just like, all right, I'm going to sacrifice, I guess, a year's time or, you know, roughly.
What'd you do before, if you don't mind me asking?
So I just grew up body work. My dad has a body shop.
Body shop background.
Yeah. So just kind of.
Talk about
body shop background. You hear that more and more and more.
Talk about our interaction last year.
Yep.
Oh, man, it was great. So
that Fender.
About the Fender.
How much would you charge to fix a Fender with a foot long in it back then?
I mean, it was like I was getting like $50, $100, $150 for like most smashy stuff like that.
Okay.
That dent in particular was a $100 dent that took me a week, I think.
What are you gonna charge? What are you gonna charge now? A year later.
I don't think I'm gonna be doing those.
He's a hill guy.
Let's go.
It's just crazy because again, it's just been a year ago. I mean, even just a couple months ago, I didn't know what really I was doing.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, I'm not saying I'm perfect but I definitely improved.
So look, we don't use the P word. Let's just not say perfect.
We don't use the P word.
Perfect. Speak for yourself.
Give me that buzzer.
So I don't know about you guys.
The word is GE.
GE?
Yeah. Gene Easy?
Good enough.
Good enough.
Jesus.
Yeah. Hey, quick side note. Did you guys know that wholesale and acceptable both have the same amount of letters?
I like it. Did not know that. Fun fact.
Wait, hold on. I'm trying to do the math in my head. Like, for real?
Yeah, do the math if you want to. It's not true, but it's close enough, Jack.
I'm going to believe you.
This is what I say. You don't say the word perfect. Let your customer say that after you're done.
Yeah.
It looks perfect. Okay, great.
Well, we've all been there. Bring it up. We get into those, like, big improvements. Like, big improvements. And it's like, We're going to make it look good.
Yeah.
We click on Mobile Tech RX, improve severe damage.
I don't know. I've never, never used it.
I always cover your ass. I always cover your ass. Never say perfect.
Yeah.
I always say, you know, it's going to come out great. I think it'll be, you know, 90 to 95%.
And John, we're not talking about downsized dents. We're talking about
the big smash stuff. Yeah.
It's like
you're
like,
always going to be able to find a flaw.
Like, to put it in perspective, all right, so you got a door that's crushed in. If you want to stand across at the Wendy's parking lot and blend, like look down the side of your door at the reflection in the other side parking lot, you're going to see a wave.
Why are we at Wendy's?
Because, you know.
Can I get some Baconator fries?
Yeah.
Some water burgers.
I mean, that's where I check my dents at.
Yeah.
I like Frosty.
Everybody likes the Frosty.
You pass that lighter for me there, Mr. Johnny Boy.
It's a different
experience. I don't think it's going to work, but.
I can't fix the dent from 35 feet away.
Podcast problem.
Podcast
problem. I don't need to go on that tangent. I just veer away from promising perfection.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's I mean, you gotta address the problem when it comes up.
It's me. Hi.
You're right,
like, I'm the problem.
Look at these resort.
Black Magic PDR for the tips. Never say perfect. And come to the event.
Yes, come.
Yeah, you should. I mean, anybody that hasn't been to this, you should definitely do it. I mean, I can't even express. I mean,
yeah. Did you buy any other tools, Jesus?
Yes, I did.
What else did you buy?
I got two more whale tails because I lost one. I bought it again.
Oh, no.
Are you a dent guy now?
Probably.
You left it on somebody's room. Dude,
so you've left
what headliner was it? What car was it?
I think it was an Expedition.
An Expedition. Awesome. So if you are unfortunate enough to have to do an Expedition, and you find what kind of whale tail was it?
It was the black handled fat.
The black handled Dancraft whale tail, 10 inches. Oh yeah.
You're gonna lose the tool. That's like most expected.
Yeah, with a head.
So yeah.
But
like a that length. Four.
Three, that's 4 inches. Three. Oh my God, ladies! Jesus is available, and he thinks this is 4 inches. Wow.
Oh boy.
You can estimate that dance anytime, brother man.
Oh my God. Good for you, bud.
It's actually losing whale tails. That's funny because that's what happens.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, whale tails get lost.
Dude, I can't tell you how many times I walked around a car.
Like, how does that go up in the headliner and not fuck up?
Well, the L tool, you'd understand, right? You know, if you had a
I'm talking tool, straight up pinky.
I know. It pinky. Should be sticking down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It should be. It's probably laid there. And then
it's stuck in the brace.
Yeah.
I've found them stuck in the brace.
Some headliners will
in
go
the
back
corner,
up.
In the like in the front of the car or in the back of the car. Yeah, yeah.
Some headliners. Some headliners.
Oh yeah, they'll still go up. There's room in a lot of them.
Now if you get the headliner up there and it's struggling with it, it's probably got a wheel tail.
Yeah, my tools in there.
Yep. I've done it so many times.
So the other night, after we were hanging out with Tice, he was so proud of the last podcast that we did when he was able to say the term pinky.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
And because he was like, you know, they're going to interview me. And I'm like, yeah, what's up? And he's like, just give me a name. I'm like, if you're going to name off a generic tool that everybody knows the name of, but people now outside of the industry know, you say pinky. And that's what he said. And the whole fucking crowd went wild.
Nice. They went wild.
He talks about that literally to this day.
Yeah.
The other night, he's like, Jack, thank you for.
Do you know what he mean? When he says pinky, what tool is he talking about?
I guess I gotta work on some more dents.
Dancraft.
The Dancraft whale tail, the pink handled Do you have that? Do you have that one?
That's a must have.
All right. Well, we're going to sign off and waterboard Jesus. Now, you have to get that tool. It's a must.
That is a every dent guy has that tool on their cart.
Yeah.
The pink whale tail.
We'll reconvene after the podcast.
It's 1-inch whale tail. Got to have it.
Yeah.
Mandatory.
Oh, yeah.
I have a red handle short one.
The red handle one should be about 6 inches. Is that about right?
No,
that's 10 inches. Okay.
There's a red one. I just read that today, Michael. That's got the reverse.
I've got that.
That's what I thought you saw. Yeah. This podcast brought to you by Dentcraft Whale Tails. Get them all.
Shout out to Jennifer. She showed up.
Yeah, Jennifer was here.
We talked about Dentcraft. What's going on there.
Willie's were here. Willie's. Rob Willie from Willie Quick Tools.
James Lee
was here.
He's looking swole, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I'm checking a guy out, but he's just, bad. I noticed he was a little swole.
Nobody has ever said that about me. Anyway, Jim Mitchell was here speaking of swole.
Yeah.
Do you even lift, bro?
No. I lift 12 ounces at a time.
Woo!
Who else? Scott Staten from Kiko was here. Yeah, I mean,
Ted.
Who?
Ted.
Ted from Black Magic PDR.
Teddo. You're welcome by the nickname, by the way. You're welcome. Copyright.
Yeah, I'm sure he's super excited about Teddo.
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of
these are the Teddo tabs.
Teddo tabs. Let's go. Teddo tips.
Teddo tips.
No, they're Black Magic PDR tips. Yep. BlackMagicPDR.com. Check that out. But, yeah, I mean, so many awesome people here, and whatever, like, we can name drop all the tool companies and
Robert Castillo.
Oh, man.
Robert Castillo was doing fucking fantastic
today. Hats off to Robert Castillo.
Fucking him.
That motherfucker.
He's a fucking machine.
Is a gangster on every level, refuses to accept any kind of bullshit, and just soldiers on
he got emotional today
and finds a way. I missed that was on the RDBO podcast.
Down the show. Kind of teared up a little bit, man. It got me choked up, man. I was like,
I had a conversation with him too where
he's definitely fighting back. He's fighting back, man.
It'll fire you up.
Had a health setback. He's
and
fighting
good for
back.
Him. That's the only position you can have in that situation. He's fucking killing it.
So,
shout out to you, Robert Castillo.
Robert, we love you. We're rooting for you, and you inspire us all. So, thank you.
Fuck yeah.
Anybody else we saw today?
I mean, so many awesome.
Gene motherfucking Fetty.
Oh, Gene Fetty and the Heezy.
And Gene Fetty. We had a little conversation.
Motherfucking Hudson Tansy.
Hudson?
Who cares?
Yeah, nobody cares.
I love Huddy Bear. That's Huddy Bear. Yeah. I love Huddy Bear.
Well, somebody had to fucking be there to talk shit about everything I bought.
Jim Mitchell. Jim was fucking with Huddy quite a bit today.
He's laughing, listening to this. Thank
you, Hudson. You recommended a couple good tools.
Oh, did you have it? Yeah. What did he recommend to you?
So he made me get a little carbon fiber piece that like keeps the dents from
the plate.
And then he got me, I guess, for like the bigger hail, just like a big fat tip,
That's
it.
Okay,
that's all I got. But thank you again. Go to the events, they help you out.
That swivel tip that you had,
Yeah.
Shout out to Dave Stream.
Dave Stream, Engine Tools in the House.
Dave Stream,
David Stacey.
Let me tell you something about Dave Stream. I want to talk just real quick. Love that guy. I was in Anson today. I was shopping. I was kind of looking around. Dave was standing by his products. He was a little section.
Yep.
He was standing there and just staring at his own product. He was staring at it. So I walked over and I said, "Dave, what's up?" Dave was like, "Mike, let me ask your opinion. What do you think about my packaging?" That's how passionate this man is about fucking making his shit.
That does not surprise me at all.
He's sitting there and he's like, what do you, he goes, do you think it's too busy? You know, I gave my opinion on it. No, it'll be, I was like, Dave, it didn't, the packaging don't matter. It's the product inside the package.
It's it's what's on the inside that counts.
And he said, you're right. And that's, but that's, shout out to you, Dave Stream.
We've all dated a hot girl that was a nightmare on the inside.
It was funny. Dave was, while Dave was staring at his products, I'm serious. He just,
Jack gets on Tinder.
While Dave was staring at his products, I snuck my hand. I know he was watching me. I snuck my hand in there. I was getting something I wanted to buy. And I was like, it was slow. And I put it in my cart, and he was like, just laughing his ass off.
We love you, Dave.
Have a seat.
Peace. Sit down, brother.
All right. I can get up. If somebody else want to get in?
Yeah. Rotation time.
I'll get up.
Let me get out of it. Come on in here, Donnie.
Take over. Oh, that's good, dude. Oh, the rain stopped, guys.
Oh, wow.
Well,
now we can go swimming.
Jack, get in here then, or Donnie, or both of you. Get in here. Everybody's falling off. We're all falling off. We're over an hour.
We got. We're over an hour.
I mean, does anybody have any, like, did we forget to talk about anything? Probably, but. Is there anything that's coming to your mind?
I just want to give another shout out to Anson and that whole Anson family. That is a phenomenal family. Not only that, but like Stephen Dyke, fuck Chris, fuck everybody. Everybody that is involved. Vinny.
Vinny.
The whole fam bam.
Christina, Lisa, Christina, Craig, yes, Cade, yes. Chris, right. Biggs.
Yes.
I mean.
Yeah.
Vinny, Mel.
Exactly.
We're honored to be
Everybody is fantastic over there.
So much work went into this.
Like, if you're going to work for a tool company, I feel like, I'm just going to say it, this is the tool company you work for. Like this is a family-oriented, you know, Cade, fucking all them motherfuckers, they're doing fucking great, and fucking, they're all happy as shit with what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Like you get them off to the side, they're like, "Yeah, blah blah blah, what's up?" And then they start talking. They're like, you can tell they're so passionate about what they do.
Yep.
That's a whole other level.
Yeah, for sure.
So
it's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing.
Yeah. I just want to end it. Wild Cigars.
Oh, Wild Cigars! We hit them up again too.
Little cigar place we go to every time we come here.
In disguise,
we may not attend there every single year.
I think we should give a shout out to the oxygen lady at the Hoots.
Yes.
Oh, oxygen.
Oxygen lady at the Hoots.
I'm gonna name her Marge. I don't know what her name is, but oxygen Marge.
Marge. Hey, Margie.
She got oxygen tubes. Working in a bar you can smoke in and just taking $8 at a time.
One pull tab at a time, baby. Shout out to you, Marge.
Love you, Oxygen Marge.
You know, technically, the place is still open.
Burleson, Texas. Thank you all. Shout out to Burleson, Texas. Thank you all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are so hospitality.
Frisco's.
Oh, yeah. This man, great event every year. Great event every year.
Every single year.
Just come. Come. Next time, just come.
Yeah. What are you waiting for? Hit the buy now button.
Yeah.
Just fucking hit the buy now button.
I mean, there are excuses not to come, but there are not any good excuses not to come.
Hey.
How about that? But yeah, always fun. Love it. And thanks to all for listening, tuning in, watching, and
party on.
We hope we've entertained you tonight. And
woo!
Peace. Keep it nerdy.
Keep it nerdy.
Yeah.
Is that our official sign off? Keep it nerdy.
I think
keep it nerdy.
All right. Well,
keep it nerdy.
Does that work for you? Is this
as a first time guest?
proceeds to restart podcast.
Yeah, you know what? I don't like this. We're just gonna redo it.
We just want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Dent Nerds PDR Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show and learned something new about the world of paintless dent repair. We'll be back next month with another exciting episode, so be sure to join us. In the meantime, don't forget to share our podcast with your friends, join the Dent Nerds Facebook group, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Dent Nerds PDR Podcast.